you, and the love that gave you a free will has been waiting for you to exercise that free will by crying out to him and giving him an opening into your life. That's all love's waiting on. It's just an opening. Just an opening. I'm going to flood in. Just the smallest crack. Love needs an opening to get in. And you create that when you exercise that free will and say, I need you, God. I need you to come rescue me. Jesus hangs on a cross between two thieves. And his last hours on that cross are amazing. They had fulfilled every prophecy, Scott. They beat him. They put the crown of thorns on his head. It was not uncommon that they gave condemned prisoners, because the death on the cross was a long, slow, agonizing death. They would give them a narcotic that would cause them to lose consciousness. You didn't die from blood loss. You died from suffocation. As long as that prisoner would pull themselves up on the cross, they could breathe. So they gave them a narcotic that caused their muscles to relax. They'd sag down on that cross and suffocate. They held it up to Jesus on a sponge. It's in your Bible, and he turned his head and refused it. Why? Why not just take it and be done? You fulfilled every prophecy. You shed your blood. It's over. Just be done. But you see, love just needs an opportunity, and love waits on that opportunity. And the verse we read today is love never fails, and it's never going to give up. It's just going to wait and wait. And if you read the timeline of his death in your Bible, it's after he refuses that narcotic that some nameless thief hanging beside him said, will you remember me today when you come into your kingdom? And love said, that's what I've been waiting on right there. You're going to be with me in paradise today. And love is waiting on some of you. Love needs an object, so love created you. To have true love, you have to have options. You have to have the right to refuse, or it's not really love. So love gave you a free will. And now love waits on an opening that only you can give by crying out to him and saying, I need you. Would you bow your heads in this place, Father? I feel the unction of the Holy Ghost in this place. I feel the wooing of the Spirit of God. Father, you said of your people Israel that you courted them in the wilderness. That you took them in the wilderness to court them, to woo them. And I feel the eternal spirit of the love of God wooing us in this house today. Telling us, I just need an opening. I just need a chance. And I'll flood your life. Father, in just a few moments, we're going to do what we do every week. We're going to come to this altar. But today it's different. Some of us are going to gather together all the facts and come present them to the truth. And others are going to bring our failures, and we're going to give grace a chance. And all of us are going to cry out, give love that opening it needs to work in us, on us, through us. If you feel like the word of God has spoken directly to you today, right where you sit, I just want you to lift your hands. I know it's a little different, but go on, lift your hands. Father, these are the people you have been wooing in this house today. It's not about rules. This is about love. It's not about religion. This is about relationship with you. If you lifted your hands, go ahead and stand your feet. Stretch them high to heaven right now. I really want to crack the door open today, God. I want to crack that door open today. I want you to come in. Let your love invade my life. I don't know if in a lifetime I will figure out everything everybody has said about you. God, they have written entire, not books, they have written multiplied volumes. They've written libraries about you. They've got this whole thing so complex, I don't think I can ever figure it out. So let me get it boiled down to basics in my own head. You are love. And you're not an impersonal, universal love. You love me individually. And what you want is for me to love you back. I don't know if I can get the rest of it right, but let me work on that today. And I'm giving you the opening to come in and just let me know what real love is like. Would everybody else join them on your feet right now? Come to this altar. Come to this altar. Come bring your facts and present them to the truth. Come bring your failure and give grace a chance to heal you and restore you and forgive you. And if you're lonely and if you're broken and if you're undone and if you just don't know if you can ever figure it all out and if religion has you all confused and Christianity has been presented as messed with your head, come and just cry out to him. Lift a hand, open your mouth. It doesn't have to be a loud cry. He said in the Old Testament, I heard a whisper come out of Egypt. And God rushed down.
Thank you for joining us. For more information about Redemption, look us up online at www.redemption-church.com and be sure to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter.